You better have something good to say if you're going to speak up without being spoken to. What is it? Play? Oh, you're so desperate. I can tell that you want to play by the massive wet spot you keep leaving by my bed. Those chains really do get you riled up, don't they? What should I do with you? Don't respond. I still expect you to know the difference between a rhetorical question and an actual one. Understand? Good. Now what is it that you wanted, You're nowhere near deserving cock. That must be some kind of joke, right? You haven't come in how long? And you think you get cock for that? What's it been, 2 weeks? What did it used to take you, poor little princess? A month? 2? Just because you came back doesn't mean it's going to get easier. In fact, I'm thinking about making it a tax. It should take you longer. Don't whine. Hey, look at me. Don't whine. Ever. Got it? Good. When I tell you that you're going to wait longer, you say, "Thank you, sir." Let's practice. You're going to wait longer for cock. There's a good girl. You don't need it, do you? You're relearning. And that's all I can ask for. So pathetic as you were before. I guess re-education will always be necessary. Maybe I should go get someone else, Someone who doesn't have these kinds of restraints. Swipe right on someone on Tinder. Bring them over. You know they'll swipe right on me. Look at me. I'll tell them that there will be a little cuck by the bed, waiting to watch us fuck, having a good, wholesome time. You'll be gagged, bound, probably crying, because you want it so bad. That's probably the only thing that got you through it all, isn't it? The thought that I was fucking other women and having more fun than I had with you. You always did enjoy watching. Or maybe it was just that that was the only thing you were allowed to do. Either way, I guarantee that you got off to that thought many, many times. Rubbing that sweet little clit. Like this. Stay still. I didn't give you permission to squirm around. And you think about it over and over. I wish sir was fucking me. Deep down you know you don't deserve that. Is that the forbidden aspect of it that makes it so hot to you? Knowing that you don't deserve my fingers, my cock, my tongue, in any of your holes. And getting it anyway, because no one was there to show you self-control like I am now. I know you better than you know yourself. There. Let me open the app. Aw, don't you remember what I said? No fucking whining. What do you think of her? Left. What about her? Ah, the panic, the jealousy. Swipe right. I'm sure she'll be messaging me soon. Poor thing. What do I do with you in the meantime, huh? I should make you more desperate, shouldn't I? Find a way to really make you regret coming back to me. Because you liked it so much better with all that toxic freedom, didn't you? You were free from the bondage. But you were so trapped in your dissatisfaction. You really are between a rock and a hard cock, aren't you? Let's try this while we wait, Keep your lips closed. If you even poke your tongue out of your lips, there will be consequences. And you'll like those even less. Do you like how my cockhead feels against your lips? Deep down, this is what every princess wants. She's royalty, but she's tired of being on a pedestal. She'd rather be chained in the dungeon. That's just how it is. They can see how badly you're straining to keep your mouth shut. Something I wish you'd done more in our previous stint. It always got you into such trouble. And now, you're not even inches away from my cock. And you're not even allowed to kiss it. Poor thing. Having a fistful of your hair always did make you a little more pliable. Enough cock for you. What did I say? No whining. No, but I suppose you couldn't help it, could you? Poor princess. You're just so desperate. I know. Maybe I should get that toy back for you. The one you always liked so much. It goes inside you and vibrates. That reaction says it all, I think. You're a bad girl. But I was always a good sir. And gave you good toys, didn't I? Didn't I? Here it is. I always did love playing with you with this thing. It was so strong. It made you so weak. Here. I'm gonna slide it under you. Now. Rest all your weight on it. It's going to be across your slit. I'm not going to allow you to get penetrated. You don't deserve that yet, do you? No, you don't. But I'll let you grind against it and tease yourself. There. Now it's on for you. Grind against it. You're so fucking desperate. I can't believe you showed up at my door thinking I'd give you more than what you were getting. You're probably getting less now, aren't you? Tell me. How many men did you fuck? You lost all sense of control. Whether or not we were together, I owned you. So you were cucking me. And look, I have a message. Oh, look at that. She's forward. She opened with nudes. Look at her. She's so fucking hot. Jesus. Man, I would rail her anywhere she wanted. Does the jealousy make you grind faster? You're still not allowed to come, even once she gets over here. And she probably giggles at you, and then sinks to her knees and sinks her mouth down onto my cock, and takes care of me, in full view of you, while you sit on that vibrator, unallowed to come, and unallowed to sit up away from it. You will sit directly on it. And you will not come. Not a fucking drop. Understand? Good. Here. I'm gonna send her a picture of my cock. That'll get her over here quick. That's not a bad picture. What do you think? Send. You're gonna struggle tonight. It's gonna be fun for me to watch. I think it's gonna be fun for you too. No matter how much it'll feel like torture, you'll get all those endorphins. You're gonna feel so fucking good because you're gonna feel so fucking bad, so betrayed, so neglected. And you love those feelings. That's why you're always here, waiting for me at my bed, giving up your life just to be a tiny part of mine. That's one aspect about you I do like. The rest of you could use some improvement. But we'll get to that, won't we, sweetheart? Yeah. We'll make you better. I didn't say you could stop grinding. What? Were you trying to stop yourself from coming already? You're so fucking pathetic. Is it because I touched you anywhere at all? Ran my thumb along your cheek. Even little shows of intimacy like that put you on the verge of exploding. That's so fucking cute. But you're still not allowed to. Oh, she got back to me. Look at that. One word message. Address. She wants to come over now. Oh. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for you? I guess we'll find out soon, won't we? Chin up. And try not to come when I do this. Such a depraved little thing. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to get ready for a date. Don't worry.